Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah daf Chaf Zayin. We're holding at the very top of daf Chaf Zayin. Amar Alef. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer, in honor of his wife and children, also by Vivian and Menachem Rosenberg and family to commemorate the Shloshim of Menachem's father, Yisrael ben Avraham Moshe, Zichron Levracha, on the 29th of Cheshvan. Also in honor of the second yahrzeit of Elizabeth Bunny Small from Michelle and Aaron Moshe Roth and family, and also by Avishai Newman in memory of his grandmother, Frimit Freda Bas Yisrael, whose yard site is today. The Shamas should have an aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So first thing we're going to discuss today is the Mishnah had mentioned that Piv Mitzupa Zahav. So the Gemara is going to question, isn't that a problem to have gold on the shofar? So how exactly did they situate the gold on the shofar that it wouldn't be a problem? And when is it a problem? Then the Gemara is going to discuss the principle of Trei Kali Lo Mishtamik, because we had mentioned that they're blowing shofar and chatzotzos at the same time. So can you really make out anything if you're hearing the sounds of a shofar and the sounds of chatzotzos at the same time? Then the Gemara is going to discuss why they would use a silver-mouthed shofar for tainios. Why not gold and why anything? Then the Gemara is going to discuss using chatzotzos and shofar together and whether that's only in the Mikdash or that's even outside of the Mikdash. And the Gemara is going to tell us the ways that Yovel and Rosh Hashanah are the same. If you assume that the Brias HaOlam was in Rosh Hashanah, so it can really be all the same tefillos and all the same brachos and all the same everything. We definitely reference if you hold that the Brias HaOlam was in Rosh Hashanah, the fact that it's Brias HaOlam. So you're not going to do that in Yovel also. So the Gemara is going to try to reconcile that, and then the Gemara is going to have on Amud Beis various cases of altering the shofar. If they soften the shofar to widen the narrow end and narrow the wider end, if they puncture a hole in the shofar, if they flip a shofar inside out, various ways that there's a break, a crack, and they fill it with something. So various ways of physically doing something, manipulating the shofar, and which of those things are going to passel and which of those things are not going to passel. So let's begin the top of Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. Piv Mitzupa Zahav, right? We got all the way there? I think so. So Piv Mitzupa Zahav. So you said that the mouth is lined with gold. So it says more of Atanya, suppose of Makom Anachas Piv Pasul. Shalom Makom Anachas Piv Kasher. Didn't we learn in the Braisa that if you put Zahav where you place your mouth, it's going to be Pasul. Where you don't place your mouth, it's going to be Kasher. And over here it says Piv Mitzupa Zahav. Sam Rabbi Kitran Masis and Shalom Makom Anachas Petanan. When it says Piv Mitzupa Zahav, it doesn't mean where you place your mouth on the shofar, because Einachinami, that would be a problem if there was gold on the spot where you place your mouth on the shofar. Okay, it says there's a problem, but what is the problem if you place your mouth, if there's gold on the spot where you place your mouth on the shofar? So the Ramban writes that, and the Torah quotes it in Or Chaim Simtav Kuf Pei Vav, that the problem is chatzitza, that you're not allowed to have a chatzitza between your mouth and the shofar. So in the Tshuvas Chalkas Yaakov in Or Chaim Simon Gimel, he raises the question that we know the klal kolana oso enu chotzeitz. Chasukah tells us with regard to lulav that something is only a chatzitza if it's not coming to beautify the item, but if it's there to enhance the beauty, then it's not a chatzitza. L'chora, the gold on the shofar is lina also, so it should not be a chatzitza at all. So the Tshuvas Avni Nezer writes back to the Chalkas Yaakov, to the Chalkas Yoav, rather. Chalkas Yoav was a Talmud of the Avni Nezer. So in Tshuvas Avni Nezer, the Sakachav writes in Simetav Lam Beis Os Aleph, no, there are Tzvei Dinim over here. There's a din of chatzitza, and then there's a din of that which requires negia. Sometimes you have a din that there's a psul chatzitza. When there's a psul chatzitza, so then kolana also enu chotzeitz. It's not going to be a chatzitza. But then there are situations where there's a requirement of negia, and by the shofar, it's not just that there's an issue of chatzitza, it's that there's a requirement of negia. In fact, the Chida already came up with the very same idea. In Tshuvas Pnei Aryeh, in Simen Vav, he says that people who put some sort of dust on their heads for whatever reason, it's not a chatzitza for tefillin because it's made lenoi. I guess like some type of Rogaine or something. I don't know what they would put, but something that they would do or some type of makeup, I don't know, that they would put on their head. So that's not, since that's lenoi, it's not going to be chatzitza. But the Chida says, no, not true. The Chida in Tov Ayin, in Simen Yurches, Osi Yud Zayin says, by tefillin, it's not enough to not have a chatzitza. You need Negiyah. you needed to be nogeya. So that's a discussion in poskim. Is that really true that you need nagiya by tefillin, or is it just a din in chatzitza, big nafkamina for someone who wears a toupee or something like that? It's lina oso, kolina oso in a chotzeitz, but you certainly don't have nagiya of the tefillin to the rosh. The chida says similarly in Birka Yosef and Simon Chav Zayin, with regard to the din, the Mishnah Lemelech says in Hilchos Avodas Yom HaKippurim that he's medayik from the fact that Chazal tell us many times throughout Maseches Yuma when the Kohen Gadol goes to the mikvah, he's ola v'nistapeg. Sounds like it's not just describing what you would naturally do after going to the mikvah, that yeah, of course you dry yourself off. No, it sounds like it's describing a halacha, that when he goes to the mikvah, v'nistapeg, he has to dry himself off. So the Mishnah Lemelech says, yeah, because otherwise it's going to be chatzitza. The chatzitza is going to, the mayim is going to be chatzitza between his guf and the big day kuhuna. So the chida in Birka Yosef says, you know, the Gemara in Pesachim and Samachay tells us that a davar lach zeno chotzeitz. So why would it be that the water would be a chatzitza in between his skin and the big day kuhuna? So the chida says this same chilik, that by the big day kuhuna there's not just a din in chatzitza, there's a din that requires negia, that there needs to be a negia of his body to the big day kuhuna. So forget about all the rules of chatzitza. You're going to have a problem because there's no negia. In the Tshuvas Panim Meiros, he says that a person that if you're writing a Sefer Torah, they can spread something on the klaf of the Sefer Torah before you write it, some sort of sid lavan, in order to make it a nicer klaf. And he says, not a chatzitza, kolana osa in a chotzitz. So comes along the Torah Lishma, and he says, not so, because of the same reason, by the ksav of the Torah, it's not enough not to have a chatzitza between the ink and the klaf of the Torah. You need better than that. You need negia of the ink to the klaf of the Torah. So basically every situation that you have an issue of chatzitza, except for like tvila b'mikvah or something, every situation that you have a din of chatzitza, there's machlokas, whether it's a din of chatzitza or a din of negia, and this is nafkamina. Do you follow all these kulas that you have by chatzitza? Okay, says the Gemara further. Now fourth line in the page, shtei chatzotzos menat stadim, and they will blow two chatzotzos on the side, flanking the person blowing the shofar. Utrei kali mimishtami, can you really hear two voices at the same time? You can hear chatzotzos and shofros at the same time. That at Har Sinai we heard Zachar and Shomer at the same time, which was miraculous, because normally a pet cannot be medaber two things at the same time, and a human ear is not able to hear two things at the same time, and yet Zachar and Shomer were heard. But you see, normally we're not able to hear Trei Kali. So says Gemara, yeah, lekach marach b'shofar. That's why they blow the shofar longer, because you're not able to hear both the chatzotzos and the shofar at the same time. The Rishonim already raised the question, the Ritva and others raised the question that I don't understand. There's a big difference between Zachar v'Shamor not being able to hear at the same time and the shofar and the chatzotzos. See, there are two ways you can understand Trei Kali L'Mishtami. You can understand Trei Kali L'Mishtami as you can't hear anything, that if two voices are speaking at the same time, you can't hear anything, you're not going to be able to hear even one of them. Or maybe Trei Kali L'Mishtami if you're trying to hear both. But if you're trying to hear one of them, you're able to hear one and not the other, if you focus on that one and not the other. Over here by the shofar and the chatzosos, the mitzvah sayom is b'shofar. All you need to do is hear one. By Zachar v'Shamer, we needed to hear both. That's Masheinoz and Yichol L'Shmoah, that we're not able to hear both Zachar and Shamer at the same time. But maybe we are able to hear the shofar. So some of the Rishonim, the Ritva and others say that Erech Inami, that's the Gemara's answer in the Maskana, which we didn't get to, that Trei Kali Michal Gavra, that's for Zachar and Shamar, that's Chad Gavra, that's what you're not able to be Shomea. But Mitrei Gavra, you're able to be Shomea, meaning Mitrei Gavra, you're able to be Shomea, one of them, whichever one you want to focus on. So that's that Enochinami, it's exactly the Gemara's answer. Turi Evan, however, is Mechadesh, that even by Shofar, there's a din to hear the Chatzotzos, meaning the assumption of the question is incorrect. The assumption of the question is that you only really need to hear the Shofar. The Chatzotzos is just there to add something extra, but you don't really need to hear them. Says Turi Evan, they weren't blowing them for nothing if they were blowing the Chatzotzos, because you had to hear the Chatzotzos as well. And that's why the Gemara compares it to Zachar v'Shamor. So, and the Gemara's answer, the Kach Marach b'Shofar, is that first you hear the Kol HaChatzotzos, and after the Kol HaChatzotzos stop, then you hear the Kol HaShofar. Sfas Emes, however, brings a raya that the Rishonim hold that there's no din of Shmiah for the Kol HaChatzotzos, because the Iker Mitzvah Yom is b'Shofar. And he says the Kasha, the Gemara, Gemara's Miloshon Ein Ha'ozen Yachol L'Shmoa. Sounds like Ein Ha'ozen Yachol L'Shmoa. Klal. Fascinating. Says Fasemes, the question is not from the issue of from the fact that we couldn't hear Zachar V'Shamar. Ein Ha'chinami, that's a totally different issue that you can't hear two things, both things simultaneously. The question is from the Lashon Ein Ha'ozen Yachol L'Shmoa, that you, when two things are being said simultaneously, Ein Ha'ozen Yachol L'Shmoa, your ear just can't hear anything, can't even hear one. And that's really what the Gemara is asking from on the case of the shofar and the chatzotzos. So anyway, so says Gemara, lekach marich b'shofar. That's why we're marich b'shofar. Lemeimer d'chishama sofa tkiya below tchilas tkiya yatsa. So being marich b'shofar is enough. That seems to suggest that if you don't hear the beginning of the blast, but you hear the end of the blast because the shofar was a longer blast, that's good enough. Umela, and therefore would follow tchilas tkiya below sofa tkiya yatsa. That if you're just the beginning without the end, you're also yotzei, because it sounds like a partial blast. You're yotzei, because as Rashi points out, mali sof below tchila, mali tchila below sof. What difference does it make if you're hearing only the end or only the beginning? And why do we have to point out that diuk mishum dubayilu suviyat ravayu diek ach diuka? Because we're going to ask on both points, on both the idea of hearing just the end without the beginning and hearing just the beginning without the end. So that's why we spell out the whole diuk, that the Gemara is saying that apparently what you see from here is a partial blast, whether it be at the beginning of the blast, whether it be at the end of the blast, is good enough. So says Mar Tashma, I'll bring you a raya. Let's say the tkiya lefaneha, you blow a regular tkiya, then you blow your trua, and then the tkiya lachareha, you blow a doubly long tkiya, hoping that it will count as the tkiya lefaneha of the next set. So no, ein biyado alachas. It only counts as one tkiya, even though you blew it twice as long. Amai tisalat lekatarti. Why doesn't it count as two tkiyos? After all, the tchilas tkiya without an end is good enough, and an end without a beginning is good enough. So why don't you say that the tchilas tkiya was for the previous set and the sof tkiya is for the next set? No, but we're not going to take a single tkiya and break it up into two and say that it counts as two, meaning four. When it's only counting as one, you can just hear the end or the beginning, and that would be fine. But you're not allowed to take a single tkiya and count it as two separate tkiyos. Tashma says, well, I'll bring another raya. If a person blows into a pit or someplace that has that's an echo chamber, im kol shofar shama yotza, if he hears the shofar, the actual sound of the shofar, then he's in fact going to be yotze. But vim kol avara shaba lo yotza, but if you don't hear the sound of the shofar, you only hear an echo, then you're yet not yotze. Amai lepuk b'tchilas tchia mekami dela arif kala, why can't you be yotze with that initial sound before the echo kicks in? If you're able to be yotze with the tchilas tchia without a sof tchia, so you should be yotze with that initial sound before the echo kicks in. The Ramban raises the question, maybe that initial sound is not long enough. Maybe you need to hear a shir tekiya, and before it kicks in, you're not hearing enough. So Ramban has two terutzim. First, he says that we're medayik from the Lashon, im kol havara shama, sounds like even if you hear kol havara at the very end, after the shir tekiya, there's just the Lashon of im kol havara shama, sounds like that it's that comes very late in the game, or it could be that they know that the metzias is, that the echo doesn't kick in until you hear a proper shir tekiya. So either way, the Gemara is asking this question, why aren't you yotze with that initial burst of tekiya before you hear the echo? No, when we say trei kali lamishtami, it means two voices from the same source you're not going to be able to hear. But mitrei gavri mishtami, but two voices from two different sources you're able to hear. Probably because different pitch, right? Meaning if one person is saying two different things at the same time, so you can't distinguish it. There's no way to distinguish between them, and therefore you're not able to hear. But if you have someone with a deep voice and someone with a high-pitched voice talking to you, so you're able to focus on both because they're coming in on different wavelength, so to speak. Says Mitrei Gavri Mimishtami, is that really true? From two people, it can be heard. Vatanya, Betorah, Echad Kori Vechon Mitargim, that by Torah, you could have one person leaning from the Torah, one person being Mitargim. Obelvachle Shnai Mitargim. You shouldn't have two people being Mitargim, or two people being Kore, is the other Girsa. You shouldn't have two people at the same time being Mitargim. So why not? If it's two different people, you should be able to hear both of them. So it should be fine. So says Mara, Halodamya, Elul Safe. seifa. Now that's more like the seifa. Bahal b'megillah afilu asara korin. When it comes to the shofar, it's more like the seifa. We say that by halal megillah, you could even have 10 people reading at the same time. Alma kivin the chaviv yav daite. That when something is very beloved to you, you'll be able to focus more on it, and therefore you'll be able to hear it. But hachanami kivin the chaviv yav daite v'shama. So if you're also by shofar, since it's very chaviv, you're going to pay very careful attention to it. So elulam marach b'shofar. So if that's the case, then why do we blow the shofar longer? If it's so chaviv and you pay special attention and you hear it anyway, why do we have to be marach b'shofar? Leida shemitzvah sayom b'shofar. We're marach in the shofar just to demonstrate that the ikur mitzvah sayom is with the shofar. But in a chinami, you're able to hear it even when simultaneously the shofar and the chatzotzos are blowing both simultaneously, because since it's chaviv, it's going to be yav daite. What makes something chaviv or not chaviv? So Rashi writes, something that's new is considered chaviv. So but some mafarshim say the chaviv means chibas hanes, and that's what the Levush writes in Chavas Yari. He says, so what do you mean by halal that it's chaviv because of chavivas hanes? Even by halal of Chanukah and Pesach, even though there is by halal of Chanukah and Pesach there's a nes, but halal of Shavuos and Sukkot there's no nes. It's just the yantif. Certainly halal of Rosh Chodesh there's no nes in Yana Diyama, right? Daf Yom Kvinson, halal of Rosh Chodesh there's no nes. So what do you mean chaviv? You have 10 people reading halal. So the Meiri says that the chavivus of Megillah is hearing the story, which is very chaviv, and therefore you're going to pay attention. So halal is also chaviv because you hear about Yitzias Mitzrayim in halal, and you hear about a lot of themes that are very precious to us, that are very beloved to us in halal. In the Sefer Yom Trua, he asks on Rashi. Rashi says the chavivus is that it's chadasha hilal, that it's brand new to you. Well, one thing we said is that Kriyas HaTorah is not chaviv. I mean, Kriyas HaTorah, we said, you know, you can't have Shnayim Korin or Shnayim Mitargumin because apparently it's not chaviv. Well, isn't Kriyas HaTorah brand new to you as well? After all, you only read that parsha once a year, so it only comes around once a year. So when we learn Parshas Toldos this year, it's going to be very exciting. We haven't seen it in an entire year. So says the Yom Tro, what do you mean you haven't seen it in an entire year? You have a mitzvah Shnayim Mikravecha Targum. You've been learning it all week. So since you've been learning it all week, it's not chaviv to you anymore, because it's something that you've been focused on already the entire time. That's the Marach Arzurua says differently. He says, since we're chozer on Kriyas HaTorah b'chol Shabbos v'Shabbos, even though it's a different parsha, the inyan of Kriyas HaTorah is chad. It's all one inyan, even though it's new it's new material each and every week. But still, the Kriyas HaTorah is not chaviv because Kriyas HaTorah just still feels like the same Kriyas HaTorah that you do every single week. Now the Gemara makes an assumption that you don't have Shnayim Korin from the Torah. So Tosfos points out that there's a Gemara at the end of the very first parak of Maseches Bava Basra that sounds not that way, because the Gemara over there says that the Shmona Pesukim Shebetorah, the last eight Pesukim of the Torah, from the death of Moshe until the end of the Torah, which is a perplexing sugya of how exactly that happens. If Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the entire Torah, how could it be that he dies eight Pesukim before the end of the Torah? So the Gemara over there quotes Machlokas Tanayim, what exactly happened? So the Gemara says, since it was written differently, how whatever the answer is, it was written differently, so therefore, Yachid Korei Osam, the Shmona Pesukim Shebetorah Torah have to be read by a Yachid. Yachid Korei Osam, mashma, that the rest of Torah, it's two people being Korei. And our Gemara says that you're not allowed to have two people being Korei. So says Tosos, no, it means that Yachid Korei Osam doesn't mean that it's only one person reading as opposed to two people reading. The entirety of Torah, you only have one person reading. Yachid Korei Osam means that you have to read all eight. You're not allowed to make a Safa in those last eight Pesukim. You're not allowed to split them into two. The Mishnah Berurah class, I think Chacham Tzvi suggests that maybe Yachid Korei Osam means the Miyuchad, the person who is special. Chasan Torah, you give to somebody who's a respectable Talmud Chacham or something like that. So that's what Yachid Korei Osam means. So the Achronim raises the question, why would that be? Yachid Korei Osam means a person who's a Talmud Chacham. Because these last eight Pesukim are written sort of in a lower level than the rest of the Torah, there were Moshe, Kasa, Yeshua arranged that Moshe wrote them Bedema, and then Yeshua fixed them up. So something was written differently. Something changed about these last eight Pesukim. So because of that, you can have Yachid Korei Osam. So that's what the Achronim explained. Yes, exactly. Because people are likely to look at it and say, that's not as important as the rest of the Torah. So we dafka make a point of showing it chavivos by dafka making it like the big aliyah that everyone vies for in order to demonstrate that we value those last eight Pesukim in the Torah. But anyway, those are three possibilities of what Yachid Korei Osam. I mean, either it means that only one person reads it, which Tosla seems to have understood at first, or it means that you don't split it into two aliyos, which Tosla says later, or perhaps it just just means that Yachida Miyuchad is the one who reads it. Okay, back into the Gemara in the first wide line. Ubetaniels b'shal zucharim kufin upiv mitzuba kesef. On fast days, they would use bent shofros of rams, and there was that silver on the mouth. Maishnasim dissolve maishnachad the kesef. Why by Rosh Hashanah would we put gold on the mouth of the shofar, and by taniels we put silver? So by same kol kinufiyad the kesef. Who it could be that there's a klal that whenever you're trying to gather people together, it's always with kesef. Tichsev asay l'chashtei chatzosos kesef. So just like when they would go for war and gather people together, they would use chatzosos of kesef. So by taniels you gather the whole community together in tefillah. So that's the purpose of the chatzosos. So it's also going to be with kesef. Ibay seima hatorah chasal mamonim shal Yisrael. Or it could just be that the Torah is having rachmanas on us not to have to waste so much money, not to have to spend so much money by using gold. As Rashi points out, tichsev v'tziva akoyin afinu asabayis shalo yitmu klecher shabatocho sheilem tara b'mikveh. That when you have a shayla of nigei batim, so you first clear out the house before the kohen declares things that are tameh, because there are certain things that are going to be destroyed, certain things that are going to be ruined if you don't clear out the house, because klei cheres, once they're tameh, there's no tara b'mitvah, there's no way that you're going to be able to hataru chasa al monim shal yisol. We say that with legabe klei cheres, even la halacha, not by the tumah and tahara situation, but you have a discussion when it comes to the Shulchan Aruch says in at the end of Siman Kuf Yud Gimel, that if you had Bishul Akum in your Kalim, so there are two days in Rishonim, whether it trafes up the Kalim or not. So the Shulchan Aruch seems to be noted like the Tzad that it does trafe up the Kalim. So you have to kasher the Kalim. What if you have Klei Cheres? So it's okay, so you could do Agala Gimel Pamim. But we normally don't kasher Klei Cheres. Yeah, but Atarach HaSal Monim Sheishol for that kind of situation, where anyway there's a day in Rishonim that it doesn't trafe up the Kalim. So you could rely on the day in Rishonim that they're kasherable by doing Agala Gimel Pamim. So that's also a situation of Torah Chasa al Monim Shei Yisrael. But that's the Makor Rashi says from Finuas HaBayis that before the Kohen is Metame the Bayis, we have to clear out anything that's going to get ruined. Problem is the Gemara Menachos the Vayin Vav says that the Makor of the Torah Chasa al Monim Shei Yisrael is from the Pasuk of Yishkisa Ha'eda Ve'Espiram. Rashi says from the fact that the Torah tells you to be Mashke your Behemos, you see the Torah Chasa al Monim Shei Yisrael, that you got to take care of the Behemos. The Behemos are the Monim Shei Yisrael. So in the Yom Trua, he says it's totally in the machlokas whether Tzal Bali Chaim is Doraisa or Drabanan. If you hold Tzal Bali Chaim is Din Doraisa, so you can't learn a Torah Chas al Monim Shei Yisrael from the fact that you have to give your animals to drink. No, you have to give your animals to drink. This is Din Doraisa called Tzal Bali Chaim. Elamai, HaTorah Chas al Monim Shei Yisrael must be learned from somewhere else. But if you hold the concept of Tzal Bali Chaim is only Drabanan, so why does the Torah say that you have to give the animals to drink? Ah, HaTorah Chas al Monim Shei Yisrael. So that's a reflection of two deos, whether Tzar Bali Chaim is Doraisa or Tzar Bali Chaim is Derabanan. The very notion of HaTorah Chas al Monim Shel Yisrael seems to fly in the face of a competing concept. The Mishnah said that the shofars of Rosh Hashanah were Metzupah Zav, Masha'im Kim B'tainios, so we said Torah Chas al Monim Shel Yisrael, but you do have a lot of places we have a different concept, where we say Ein Anius B'makom Ashirus, that when it comes to spending money in the Beis HaMikdash, you don't go cheap, because this is a place of Makom Ashirus. So it sounds like it's the exact opposite. When do we say HaTorah Chas al Monim Shel Yisrael? When do you say Ein Anius Makom Ashirus? So in the Tshuvas Tshuva Me'ava Chelek Aleph Siman Dalet, he asked the Nodeb Yehuda about this topic, and he quoted that there are four times that we say by Inyanei Klei HaMikdash HaTorah Chas al Monim Shel Yisrael, and four times where we say Ein Anius Makom Ashirus. And he says there are two other places where there's a machlokas, whether you say one or the other. So he asked the Nodeb Yehuda, Tshuva Me'ava was a Talmud. So he asked Nodeb Yehuda, what's the klal over here? So Nodeb Yehuda responds to him, and it's quoted in the Tshuvas Nodeb Yehuda Tinyana, Kuntres Achron Siman Zayin, that you have to be mechalik that dafka by Klei Shares we say the klal of Ein Anius Makom Ashirus, as opposed to other things in the Beis HaMikdash that are not a Klei Shares, we don't. The fact that the Torah says the Torah Chas al Monim Shel Yisrael over here, even by Klei Shares, and we don't say Ein Anius Makom Ashirus, that's because to make a Klei Mikesef is not called Anius, meaning over here it doesn't contradict. Because when you have things that are made out of silver, you don't call that anius. You don't have to have everything made out of gold. It doesn't even, rich people have kesef and zahav, and so something, you have a little bit of variety in their life. So you can't call kesef anius. So that's why Torah Chasam Lonim Shishol, to go with kesef, even though it's a klisharis. So frankly, Gemara Hasam Nami Nevet the kesef. Why by Rosh Hashanah don't we use kesef as well? Afilachi Kavod Yom Tov Adif. No, because for Kavod Yom Tov, we want to go top shelf. Rav Papa Bar Shmuel Savor Lemevet Uvdu Kemas Nisan. Rav Papa Bar Shmuel wanted to do like it says in our Mishnah that to use chatzotros and shofar. So Amle Rava Lo Amro B'Mikdash. No, the idea of flanking the shofar with two chatzotros, that's only in the Mikdash. Tanya Nami Achi B'Medvar Memur B'Mikdash. Have B'Gvul and Makom Sheish Chatzotros. Same shofar. Makom Sheish Shofar and Chatzotros. That these dinim are only in the Mikdash, but in the Gvulin, if you have shofar, you don't have chatzotros. You have chatzotros, you don't have shofar. V'chein Hinig Rabbi Chalafta B'Tzipori Rabbi Chananya Ben Tradion B'Sichni. Uk Shabbat Davar Eitzel Chachamim Amru Lo Yenogin Kein Ela B'Shari Mizrach Barabayis Bulvad. They tried to be knowing this way in a number of other places, and the Chacham told them, no, it's only in the Shari Mizrach and the Harabayis. Only there do we do this, the Shari Mizrach and the Harabayis. Rashi says, Chod Milsihi B'Shari Mizrach B'Harabayis. And he says, V'yesham B'Shari Mizrach B'Ezros Nashim. But we only do this by the base of Mikdash. So Amar Rav Vitei Reb Shub and Levi, Mikra, where do you see that? Where's the pasuk that tells you that you only do the accompaniment of chatzotzos together with the shofar by the Beis HaMikdash? Tichsiv b'chatzotzos v'kol shofar ri'il lefnei ha-melech Hashem. Lefnei ha-melech Hashem would be in chatzotzos v'kol shofar. Sounds like it's only lefnei ha-melech Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash where you have the chatzotzos and kol shofar. Avol bial melo, but when it's not lefnei ha-melech Hashem, then no. Shavu yovel Rosh Hashanah letzkiel lebrachos. The yovel and Rosh Hashanah are the same when it comes to, have the same rules when it comes to tkiah and when it comes to brachos. Meaning we blow shofar on Yovel, and we blow shofar Rosh Hashanah. In fact, the very word shofar, as we discussed yesterday, only really appears by Yovel, and we derive from Yovel to Rosh Hashanah. So they have the same dinim of shofar and the same dinim of brachos. So Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, brachos meaning the brachos of Shmona Esrei. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, keman matzlin le'idna, zeh yom tchilas masecha, zikaron liyom rishon. When we daven today, and we say that this day is tchilas masecha, it's a zecher to the yom rishon. So who we assume like when we call Rosh Hashanah Tchilas Ma'asecha, Kiman K'Rabbi Eliezer Damar B'Tishrei Nivra Olam. Clearly that makes the assumption that we're following the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, that the world was created in Tishrei, so we're celebrating the anniversary of the creation of the world, and we refer to that. So Masiv Ravina Shavi Yovel Rosh Hashanah Tkiel LeBrachos, but we said in our Mishnah that Rosh Hashanah and Yovel have the same Tkiels and the same Brachos, V'Yikazayam Tchilas Ma'asecha Zikron Liyom Rishon Rosh Hashanah Yovel Lesa. But clearly when you say that this is the beginning of the creation, this is the anniversary of creation, that only makes sense on Rosh Hashanah, that's not going to make sense on Yovel. So it says, Marki Katani Asha'ara. Yeah, the rest of the brachas are the same. We don't mean every detail is exactly the same. We mean for the most part it's the same. Rav Shish Bar Ravidi Masni Hachir. Rav Shish Bar Ravidi had taught it the following way, that Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Hadetnan Shava Yovel Rosh Hashanah L'tchil L'brachos. When we say that Yovel and Rosh Hashanah match up, they align with each other, both with regard to Tzkiah and with regard to the brachas of the Amida, Kiman Dilo Rabbi Eliezer. That must be against Rabbi Eliezer. Di Rabbi Eliezer, Kivin Dam Petitri Nivralam, because I am Tchilas Masach is currently Yom Rishon, the Rosh Hashanah Yisob B'Yavalesa. Because according to Rabbi Eliezer, Rosh Hashanah is the anniversary of the creation of the world, and therefore we have to reference that in the words of our Shemona Esrei, and we're not going to do that by Yovel, because Yovel is not. The Yom Kippur of Yovel is not the anniversary of the creation of the world. So it says, no, Kikatani Asha Ara. When we say that it's Shava, that Rosh Hashanah and Yovel are Shavah, it means with regard to all the other halachos. Tosus points out that it's obvious that they're not Shavah for everything. Tosus in Dibra Maskel Kaman, the Lok Rabbi Eliezer says, Tema, Hal Karchachlo Shav Lukol Mili, Tatani Lekaman Perek Basra, because we're going to have a Gemara in a couple of days from now, that Shavah Yovel Rosh Hashanah, Litkia Ulebrachos, El Shav Yovel Token, Bein Bebezin Shekitra Eschodesh, Bein Bezin Shlokitra Eschodesh, Vekol Yachin Chayiv Litkala. By Yovel, they're Tokay Kaya, both in the basin of Kitchros Chodesh and the basin of Sabakaish Chodesh. And every Yachid is chayv to be Tokaya. So there are a lot of dinim about the Tekiah of Yovel that are not the same as the dinim of the Tekiah of Rosh Hashanah. So Tos says it shouldn't be so surprising to us. It shouldn't be so surprising to us that you're going to find in the Brachos that there's some discrepancy that the dinim are not going to be exactly the same. Okay, new mission. And now we move on to the actual physical shofar. I guess the bridge to move on to the physical shofar was when we described Piv Metzupa Zahav. So now we're going to start down describing, we described already what animal it came from, but now we're going to describe, okay, now that I have my shofar, I got it from the right animal, what do I do with it? What happens if it breaks, it cracks, it's in two pieces, it's in multiple pieces, I flip it inside, all of those halachas. So shofar shenistak v'davko pasul. If you had a shofar that cracked and you glued it together, that's going to be pasul. Dibek shivrei shofros, pasul. If you attach together broken pieces of many shofars in order to create one shofar, that's also possible. Broken pieces of shofars attached together is going to be possible. It also struggles a little bit with what the chiddush of the second line is once I already have the first line, meaning shofar shenistak v'davko sounds like it broken in half and then you attach it back together. So what is the second line come to teach me that I don't already know. So it also struggles with that issue, what nistak actually means. Nike v'sasmo, if let's say the shofar had a hole, so you plug the hole in the shofar. So im akiv esatkia, if it changes the sound of the shofar, pasul. V'imlav kasher, but if it doesn't do anything to the sound, then it's going to be kasher. Hatkia l'toch habor, l'toch hadus, l'toch hapitev. Im kol shofar shava yatza, im kol avar shava lo yatza. If a person is tokea into an echo chamber, so if he hears the sound of the shofar, he's yotze, and if you only hear the kol avara, then you're not yotze. V'chein mi shayover achori besak. Let's say someone was walking behind the shul, or their house was right next to a shul. V'shamah kol shofar o kol megillah, and you happen to hear the shofar, you happen to hear the megillah. Say im kivin libo yotza v'im lav lo yotza. If you have kavana, you yotze. If you don't have kavana, you're not yotze. When we started the shul, it used to be that when they blow shofar, my whole family could hear it because it was the shul was in my basement. So during Chodesh El wasn't super geshmak for everybody, but on the weekdays, but on Rosh Hashanah, maybe you could wake up to the mitzvah. So im kivin libo, yeah, im kivin libo, you yotze. But if you're not kivin libo, then you're not yotze. So this is going to be the sugya mitzvichs kavana. Af b'shezeh shama v'zeh shama, zeh kivin libo v'zeh lo kivin libo. Even though they both heard the same thing, but one situations where you had kavana, and the other situations where you didn't have kavana. Says the Gemara now, b'raisa tana rabbanan. Aruch v'katzro kasher. If you had a long shofar that you shortened, you trimmed it, it's going to be kasher. Gardo v'midol galdo kasher. If you scraped it down to thin out the shofar, then it's and you have like a very thin layer of a shofar left, that's also going to be kasher. Tzipo zahav. If you line it with gold, b'makom anachos peh pasul. If there's gold in the place where you put your mouth, where you place your mouth on the shofar, then it's going to be pasul. Shalom b'makom anachas peh, kasher. If it's not where you place your mouth on it, then it's going to be kasher. Tzipo zav mi b'fnim pasul. If you line it with gold on the inside of the shofar, then it's going to be pasul. Mi b'chutz, but you put gold on the outside of the shofar, so then it depends. Im nishtana kalum mikamo shahaya pasul. If it's going to change the sound that comes from the shofar, then it's going to be pasul. But vim lav kasher. But if it doesn't change the sound that comes from the shofar, then it's going to be kasher. So nike v'sasma. We said that if you have a hole in the shofar and you close it up, say ma'akev es tkiya pasul, that if somehow that ruins the tkiya, then it's going to be pasul v'imlav kasher. Otherwise, it's going to be kasher. Nasan shofar b'tok shofar. What if you put a smaller shofar inside of a larger shofar and then you blow them both at the same time? Sim kol pnimi shama yatza. If you're really blowing from the inner one, then you're going to be yotze. But vim kol chitzon shama lo yatza. If you hear the outer one, then you're not yotze. There's a machlok shoshonim, what the din is when you're shamea kol shofar chitzon alone without the kol pnimi. Let's say there was space between the inner shofar and the outer shofar, and somehow you managed to put your lips in such a way where you're blowing in between the outer one and the inner one. Are you yotze the chiv? So the Ravid and the Ramban say that whenever you hear the chitzon, whether you're hearing the chitzon alone or whether you're hearing the chitzon together with the pnimi, you're not yotze. But the Ritva says no. The psul of shama kol chitzon, of hearing the outer one, is only when you hear both shofros. and it's a kol chitzon shama means that you wear kol chitzon together with kol panimi. You're not going to be yotzei. But if you hear the kol chitzon alone, why wouldn't you be yotzei? There's no difference if you hear the kol panimi alone or the kol chitzon alone. In both cases, you should be yotzei yuchiyuv. So what is the svar of the Ravid and the Ramban, the pasul in such a case? Why would kol chitzon be any different than kol panimi? I mean, right? The Ramban and the Ravid say if you hear only the kol panimi, that's fine. If you hear only the kol chitzon, that's not okay. So the Ravid says that the basis of the psul is because the panimi is mevatal the chalal of the shofar achitzon, meaning the presence of the inner shofar is considered a chatzitza inside the outer shofar, and therefore you're not yotze yuchiv. It sounds that way from Rashi. Rashi writes him kol chitzon shamali lo yotza diika mechitzos hapnimi mafsekes atkia, that the mechitzos of the pnimi are mafsek the tkia. Sounds from Rashi that even if you hear only the kol chitzon, you're not yotze because of the mechitzos of the pnimi are considered a hefsek. They're considered a chatzitza. And you're not yotze. The Ritva, however, says that there's no psul of chatzitza in such a case because min b'mina ain't a chotzitz, and the shofar panimi is the same min as the shofar achitzon, so it's not going to be a chatzitza in the shofar. So you have to go back to that discussion: is there a din of chatzitza or a din of negia? So over here, pashas, it's a din of chatzitza. So anyway, so it says the Gemara further now. Tana Rabbanan, gardo b'emin from b'emin b'chutz kasher. If you scrape it down, whether you to thin out the shofar, whether you do from the inside or the outside, it's going to be kosher. Gardo v'midol galdo kosher. If you scrape it down and make it like just a very thin layer, it's going to be kosher. Hiniach shofar b'toch shofar im kol panimi shama yatza v'im kol chitzon shama lo yatza. So if you put one shofar inside of another shofar, if you hear the inner shofar, you yotze. If you hear the outer shofar, you're not yotze. Hafcha v'taka bo lo yatza. If you flip a shofar around, you're not yotze. So amra papa lo tema da hafcha kikatuna. It doesn't mean when you flip it around that you put it in warm water where you soften it and you turn it inside out, like you would turn a shirt inside out. That's not what we're talking about. What it means is you soften it and then you widen the narrow part, you stretch out the narrow part and you narrow the wider part to make to turn one end into the other end, so you're able to blow it from the side that's further away from the animal's body. So that's what it's talking about. My time, what's the reason that that's problematic? That it needs to be derech avaraso. Rashi says kederech sha'ayil maviro berosho bebehema mechayim. The same way that the animal grows it on its head, that's the way you're supposed to blow it. It has to remain in the tzura of a shofar. Many years ago, there was a big scandal because there was a shofar company that was selling the most perfect shofars, and they couldn't figure out why. Like what do they know? How did they find the animals that have the most perfect shofars that create the most perfect kol? And what they figured out is that they figured out the ideal shape of a shofar and how it could be just right, and they would soften the shofar material and put it in a mold, and they would mold these most perfect shofars. So there are tshuvas in contemporary achronim saying that that's not such a great idea. So changing the shape may be a problem. Dibik shivrei shofar is possibly then. So if you attach broken pieces of a shofar, it's possible. If you add anything to the shofar, whether you add more shofar material or you add something else, either way it's going to be pasul. Nike v'sasmo, if it was punctured and you filled in the hole, either way it's going to be pasul whether you filled it in with more shofar material or something else. B'mino kasher shalob b'mino pasul. B'mino is kasher shalob b'mino is pasul. B'mino kasher am Rabbi Yochanan v'hushin shtayer rubo. When we say that if you fill it in with mino, it's kosher, that's only if the majority of the original material is still there. Mechlal de shalobamino afal pisha nishtayer rubo pasul. Sounds like when it's shalobamino, even though the majority of the original material is still there, but you filled in some other material, that's going to be a psul. But ika de masin la seifa. Some have Rabbi Yochanan commenting on the seifa, that shalobamino pasul, that it says that if you fill in with shalobamino, that's pasul. And on that, Rabbi Yochanan says, Omer Rabbi Yochanan v'shenivchas rubo. When do we say that if you tefillin of foreign material, it's going to be possible. That's only if the majority is not the original material. Ooh, but that implies mechal to bemino aval pishin of chasruba kasher. That if you have when it's mino, even if the majority of the original material is not there, it's going to be kasher. Tzipol zav mi befnim pasul mi bechutz im nishtana kol mikmo shaya pasul imav kasher. If you line it with gold on the inside, it's pasul. On the outside, it depends if it affects the sound or not. Nistak la'orcha pasul, if it's cracked along its length, it's pasul. L'rochvo, if it's cracked along its width, im nishtayir bo shir tkia kosher vim lav pasul. If you have a shir tkia that remains, then it's going to be kosher, otherwise it's going to be pasul. Oh, the kama shir tkia, how much is a shir tkia? How big does the shofar have to be? So pirush rishim gamliel, kidei she'achzenu biyado v'yir l'kanu l'kan. Enough that you can hold it in your hand, and then you could still see a protruding on each end of your hand. So when you hold it, it doesn't disappear into the tefach of your hand. Hayukolo dak o ava o tsar kasher. No matter what kind of sound it makes, whether it makes a high pitch sound, a low pitch sound, deep sound, doesn't matter. It's going to be kasher. Shakala kolos ksherim b'shofar. There is no ideal shofar sound. All these sounds are kasher for shofar. Shalcha leil avu d'shmuel. They sent a message to avu d'shmuel. Karcha v'takabo yatsa. So that if you puncture a hole in it, you drill a hole in the shofar to blow, and you blow in it, then you yotzei. So says Mar, of course you yotzei in such a case. Pshita, kulunami mikdach kadchuluhu. That all of the shofros are mikdach kadchuluhu. That's how you're able to have the hole to blow into. So Ravashi knows shekadchu bezachruso. The way a shofar grows is that there's the animal has a bone, and then the shofar grows around that bone. So normally we pull that bone out, and the shofar remains hollow. What if you kept that bone in and you just drilled a hole into that bone? That's what we're saying. You might have thought that that min b'mino is chotzeitz. So kamash malan, that you drill into the bone, you're still going to be yotze. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up the two dots. Someone just texted me right before the shir that I don't have a shir on daf chav ches from last round. I'm going to double check that. If that's true, then I'll give a Zoom shir again on Motzei Shabbos, let's say at 7 o'clock. Yeah, let's say at 7 o'clock on Motzei Shabbos. We'll put it on the WhatsApp group if anyone's interested. Okay.